West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Board of Education on Tuesday voting to officially opt out of the statewide adjusted base year ad valorem homestead exemption by a vote of 6-1, District 6 Board Member Bart Cater, the lone nay vote. The exemption was meant to allow for a soft freeze on property values, limiting the allowable increase in assessed home values for property tax purposes, capping it at the rate of inflation. School officials have previously said opting out allows the district to retain local control of taxing authority, and while the original legislation creating the exemption aims to provide property tax relief, it also limits funding available for schools, potentially impacting classroom instruction and school programs. 63% of the state's registered voters this past November supported a measure providing the homestead exemption for property owners paying taxes to local governments and school systems. That measure also called for those taxing bodies to have the option to opt out of providing the exemption. Carrollton police, a 38-year-old Carrollton resident and several other nearby residents apparently the victims of a swatting incident early Monday. Swatting has been defined as making a false emergency call to law enforcement to get a SWAT team to respond to a location. The goal is to harass or intimidate the target. According to the CPD report, approximately 1:30 Monday morning, officers responded to a residence on Bledsoe Street in reference to a gunshot wound. Dispatch advised that a male called 911 stated that he had shot his mother and that she was dead. Dispatch further advised that the male, who identified himself as Brian, was threatening to kill himself and officers. Upon arrival, officers approached the residence with weapons ready to be drawn and announced that they were police. They eventually kicked in the door, gave commands to an adult male, an elderly woman, and another female inside. They complied and exited the residence. The three stated they did not make the 911 call, and each of them were fine. So officers began checking other nearby residences and determined there was no homicidal or suicidal person. Investigators later learned that the 911 caller called the initial victim several times. The caller allegedly questioned the victim if he enjoyed being thrown out of his apartment. The victim told police he believed the suspect was associated with a video game group chat that a relative had participated. Police say the same individual continued to make additional false reports, including another call to a crisis hotline falsely claiming murder at the same address. Police advise that swatting incidents such as this are not only a misuse of emergency resources, but also place innocent people at risk. The department is actively investigating the source of these calls and will pursue charges against those responsible for the hoax. The defense attorney for accused murderer Hunter Burns has submitted a motion for submission of evidence that aims to explain his client's actions in August of 2023. Burns, then 19 years old, was arrested by the Carroll County Sheriff's Office for allegedly murdering 54-year-old Andrew Gilland of Carrollton. Deputies reported finding Gilland inside a residence on Oak Grove Road. He had been shot multiple times, once in the torso, once in the head. Investigators determined that Hunter Burns had visited the home and worked as a handyman for Gilland, and determined that Burns was at the residence on the day they believe Gilland was shot to death. During the initial investigation, Burns allegedly confessed to being responsible for the death of Gilland. He told investigators there was a confrontation between the two that began with a quarrel about money, according to the initial report. Burns' defense is suggesting additional information. According to documents filed with the Carroll County Courts this month, Burns is alleging that a physical altercation between the two occurred after Burns declined to have sexual intercourse with Gilland, and Burns was defending himself as he thought Gilland had a weapon. The defendant does allege Gilland had previously performed oral sex on him, suggesting it was transactional. The defense suggests that the shooting victim had an altered state of mind at the time of the incident due to use of drugs and alcohol. A trial date for Burns has not yet been documented. The American Legion National Commander meeting with the Carroll County Post 143 over the weekend, James LeCoussier laid a wreath at Veterans Memorial Park and promoted a campaign to end mental health care stigma and prevent veteran suicide.
Well, I do want to touch on the American Legion and my number one mission this year. It's be the one. Be the one to save the life of a veteran, of their child, of their spouse, of that stranger in your community you have not yet met. Together, we can destigmatize mental health. Let them know that it is okay to not be okay, because brother and sister, I'm right there for you. I will stay with you until I know you are okay. I'm talking about compassion, commitment, and heart.
Gratiot Communications Chief Videographer Joel Brock has produced a video package of the visit. It is now archived on the WLBB Facebook page. A former local police chief has passed away at the age of 85. Larry G. Hembry passed away January 21st at his residence. Chief Hembry's service began in 1973 until he retired in 2005. His family receiving friends on Friday at First United Methodist Church, Branham Hall, between 10:30 a.m. and 2 o'clock. Services will be conducted at 2 o'clock from Branham Hall. Survivors include his wife, Ann, and three sons. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.